We go to our phone lines now. We're very excited to be joined by Jason Caldwell from InsideTheAuburnTigers.com as well as the 24/7 Sports Network. Jason, we really do appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How about y'all?
Doing quite well. Very excited given the news that happened yesterday and watching that ball game. 13 runs in the first inning. How difficult was that to put into words what you witnessed there in the first inning yesterday, Jason?
Well, it's actually probably easier to put into words than some other ones. It just takes a little more time. to see it happen in that fashion was pretty wild, really, to watch a team that had not had those kind of at bats to put them all together in a first inning like that, get some help from North Carolina, but to have an inning like that at that time, knowing what was on the line, was pretty remarkable.
Jason, have you seen anything in particular change with these hitters' approach, or have they just kind of all gained confidence off of one another and just kind of all gotten hot at the right time?
I think it's a little of both. I do think the approach has been better. It's kind of the approach that we saw in the eighth and ninth inning during the regular season, but you kind of have to have those approaches, all the time during the postseason. These guys have performed well in the postseason before, and I think it's a confidence factor from them that they've done a good job of swinging the bat in the postseason and making those plays, and they've carried it over now to a chance to play in the College World Series.
Jason, obviously in that first inning, we talked about it just a second ago, we saw North Carolina start their closer in Joey Lancelotti. Were you kind of surprised by that move?
No, not really. Deep bullpen for them, and you see it happens a lot of times in a third game winner take all. We saw it was kind of the same process that Auburn did. You want to get off to a good start. It just backfired for them for a guy that just couldn't find the strike zone. It's kind of the exact reason that Auburn started Tanner Burns, even though Butch said, "Hey, Butch Thompson said, we only had him for an inning or two innings, and thought about him being in a closer role." But then the more they thought about it, like, hey, let's keep him in his normal frame and don't be behind 3-0 in the first inning. So it was kind of the process in reverse for them. They were going, let's put our best pitcher out there first. But it just didn't work out as well for a guy that wasn't used to starting.
Jason, speaking of pitching staffs, you look at the Auburn pitching staff. What adjustments has this pitching staff made to go from the regular season where they were having kind of struggles there in the middle innings to postseason where they've pretty much dominated after the starters have left the games?
Yeah, I think it's just finding roles. You've seen Richard Fitz kind of settle into that long relief role, and it's really worked out well for him. We saw Bailey Horn. He obviously didn't feel very good the other day. He didn't have it, but a guy that stepped up and really pitched well down the stretch. I think Jack Owen's getting stronger, coming into his own a little bit more. So we've seen kind of more defined roles, I think, for this group, and the coaching staff kind of settle into that, on Monday. By allowing Tanner to start and Richard Fitz to come out of the bullpen, I thought was the right move. And, Fitz's line doesn't look very good when you look at it, giving up, five or six runs. But, he did his job to perfection, I thought, because when you're pitching with a 13-0 lead, the one thing you don't want to do is walk guys. And if you're trying to throw strikes and keep it in play in a ballpark like that against an offense like that, you're going to give up some runs. But I thought he did a good job of keeping keeping ahead in the count, not falling behind, not walking guys. And I just think it's those defined roles a little bit for this team that's kind of helped them settle in pitching-wise.
What is the latest on the health of Tanner Burns, and what is his expected role in Omaha?
Yeah, I would imagine it'll be pretty much the same. I would think an inning or two, maybe three. I don't think it'll be more than that. I think he's probably a guy that's 40, 45 pitches at the most. I think the situation for him the other day that probably hurt him to maybe go another inning was the fact that first inning was so long. You warm up, you get loose, and then almost a full hour before you pitch. That's tough, but especially tough when you're the guy that's been dealing with some shoulder tightness already. So I think that probably hurt him a little bit, but he was pretty pumped up out there for his two innings against North Carolina. I would expect probably a similar role for him, allow Cody Greenhill to be that closer. And if you need you need Tanner Burns to maybe get you out of an inning, start an inning fresh late in the game if you got the lead and Cody Burns has already been out there. I mean, and then Cody Greenhill, excuse me. I think then that's maybe a role for him, you know, in a College World Series.
Talking with Jason Caldwell from Inside the Auburn Tigers. Follow him on Twitter at ITATJason. The Tigers are heading to Omaha for the first time since 1997. Jason, you look at the year-by-year scenarios and end result for Butch Thompson as Auburn's baseball coach. Is this kind of what he was expecting? Is this the vision that he laid out when he first got the job as Auburn's baseball coach?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely the vision that he had. You know, I think the expectations have always been that this is a program that could get to Omaha. Is it difficult? Absolutely it is. But I think you look at it and the way it's set up now, knowing that, you know, you can win six games and get there, it's a very realistic dream to be able to do it. And I think it's something that he thought was possible. I think the biggest thing for them was getting over the hump. That first year, in, you know, the year two, but first year in the NCAA tournament, you lose after having that 2-0 lead in Tallahassee. Last year, you lose, you know, with a chance to get to the College World Series. And now you get over the hump and make it to the College World Series. I think it's just a matter of staying the course and just continuing to build upon it year after year.
Jason, you're somebody that loves college baseball, and some folks are going to be very excited that Auburn's in the College World Series. But what in particular is it about Omaha? What is it about this event that makes the College World Series so special? And now folks have the extra advantage of watching it this year with the Auburn Tigers being there.
Familiarity, even though it's a new stadium, you know, no longer Rosenblatt Stadium, TD Ameritrade, but it's the people that have supported the College World Series for years and years and years that make it the event that it is. I mean, 30,000 people sell out, the crowd, the knowledgeable baseball crowd. It's all those things. And it's just the history. When you think about the College World Series, for me, you know, I think about watching, you know Miami in the 80s, you know, Florida State playing Texas in the 80s, and, you know, some of those teams, Roger Clemens pitching. I think about all those things and the history of it, and obviously Auburn's runs in 94, 97 that I watched closely, and those teams going out there and playing. And I think it's just that history and knowing that every year, if you make it, this is where you want it. It's kind of like the Masters. You know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, where you're going every year. You know where it ends up if you make it, and that's Omaha.
Jason, let's talk about these matchups for Auburn in Omaha, obviously opening with Mississippi State. They lose 2 out of 3 to Mississippi State in the regular season. Do you think it benefits Auburn or Mississippi State more to be playing each other or to be playing a familiar SEC opponent?
Yeah, I don't know that it benefits either one, really. When you look at it, two teams that know a lot. Obviously, Butch Thompson knows a whole lot about Mississippi State. A lot of the guys on this roster, even though it's been 4 years, a lot of these guys were guys that he watched and recruited, you know, while he was at Mississippi State, and obviously at Auburn too. So there's a lot of familiarity between these two rosters in terms of recruiting. That'll come into it. And I think you look at it, you know, for Auburn, probably the toughest part of it is just experience. Mississippi State was there last year. This is a very experienced roster that's been to Omaha, that knows what it's like. That's probably the toughest matchup, is just the experience factor. And with Auburn having so many newcomers and nobody that's ever been to Omaha.
And I guess, Jason, with the mix of what Auburn has been able to do here in this postseason, and with the fact that 4 SEC teams make the College World Series, I kind of guess it gives relevancy and kind of solidifies that, yeah, even though Auburn wasn't very good necessarily in the SEC, or they were just okay, 6th in the SEC West, it kind of proves to everyone that playing this SEC schedule, it gets you ready for the postseason. Is that kind of how you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look right now and you go, you know, there's 3 teams that were on Auburn's, you know, weekend schedule. 2 of them that Auburn played on the road. They played Vandy 4 times, played Arkansas 3, they played Mississippi State 3. Not to mention the toughest schedule in the country. It prepared this Auburn team for going on the road to North Carolina, going on the road to Georgia Tech, and now to have them prepared for the opponent. You know, the question is, will they be prepared for the situation? Because it's definitely a different scenario when you play in Omaha.
Jason, we really do appreciate the time on the program today. Let our listeners know what they can expect coming from you in these next couple of days as we get ready for Omaha. I imagine you'll be taking a trip there pretty soon, too.
Yep, we'll be heading out on Thursday, heading that way, and tons of wall-to-wall coverage. We'll have photos, videos, obviously stories from Omaha, practice, and then getting ready for Sunday's first game.
Sounds great, Jason. We appreciate the time. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys.